Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The hundreds of reviews from the Cochrane Pregnancy and Childbirth Group cover a wide range of interventions and settings. Alina Wojciech from the Mater Research Institute at the University of Queensland in Australia describes the October 2014 update of one of these, investigating the use of antibiotics to prevent infection in women whose waters are broken, or more technically, whose membranes have ruptured.
In this updated Cochrane review, we looked at the routine use of antibiotics for all pregnant women who were at or near the full term of their pregnancy when their membranes ruptured but they were not yet in labour. This is called term PROM and occurs when the protective bag of fluid around the unborn baby breaks at full term without the onset of regular uterine contractions. Currently, it's common to use antibiotics to prevent infection entering the womb and affecting the mother and baby in this scenario, but this strategy is not supported by strong evidence of benefit. There is also growing concern about the possible side effects of antibiotics and concern that their overuse will cause resistance, making them less effective over time. While the existing Cochrane review on this topic found some benefit for mothers, the results were unstable and were based only on two older trials from 1998. As we embarked on this update, we were aware of two additional trials that had been published since then, in 2012 and 2014. Knowing that this new evidence may have a large impact on the original results, we had a strong impetus to bring the review up to date and to do so systematically. We were also highly motivated because of the opportunity to get the new evidence into the World Health Organization's forthcoming guideline on prevention and treatment of maternal intrapartum and postpartum bacterial infections, because the review had been selected for inclusion in this guideline. By doing this update, we found that routine antibiotics did not reduce infection for mothers or babies. Only a small number of women, less than 4% of the more than 2,600 women included in the studies in the review, actually developed an infection. Alongside this, we found no difference in stillbirth or perinatal mortality, although these outcomes were rare in the trials assessed. What we did find is that it appears to be the length of time between rupture of membranes and birth that is likely to have the greatest impact on whether a woman develops an infection. We saw the least effect of antibiotic treatment in the most recent trial, where the period between admission and birth was shortest. There was a greater effect of antibiotic treatment in the other trials, where this interval was longer. Therefore, when the length of time between rupture of membranes and birth is delayed for whatever reason, there may be a role for antibiotics in preventing infection, but more targeted studies are needed to assess this. Overall, our conclusions are consistent with the guideline on intrapartum care from the National Institute of Health and Care Excellence in the UK, or NICE, which states that antibiotics should not be routinely given for term PROM in the absence of signs of infection in the mother.
If you'd like to look at the findings of the review and the included studies in more detail, you can find the full review in the Cochrane Library on the internet. Go to thecochranelibrary.com and search for term PROM.